Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, December 23rd, 2019. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a Crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee. Available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. A Christmas gift coming from Kim Jong-un appears to be a rocket. A massive pileup in Virginia sent 51 people to the hospital this weekend, and the flu season is hitting hard and it's just begun. The Senate trial to determine whether President Trump will be removed from office remains uncertain. Lawmakers left Washington for the holidays as a showdown over trial procedures and witnesses intensified. At the center of it is Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, who's devising a strategy for the Republican-led Senate to make short work of any trial of Mr. Trump on the two House-passed articles of impeachment. President Trump enters 2020 as the first sitting president to seek re-election after being impeached. But he does so wearing a political coat of armor that's been built on total loyalty from GOP activists and their representatives in Congress. U.S. military and intelligence officials are tracking North Korea's actions by the hour, and they say they're bracing for an imminent test of a missile that's capable of reaching American shores. Amid a diplomatic vacuum, North Korea has bolstered its arsenal of missiles and its stockpile of bomb-ready nuclear material. If the North goes ahead with the test, Kim Jong-un promised a Christmas gift. If no progress has been made on lifting sanctions, it'll be a glaring setback for President Trump's boldest foreign policy initiative. American officials are playing down the missile threat. Quote of the day, disorder in society is the result of disorder in the family, St. Angela Merici. Coming up, our saint of the day, she founded the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a Catholic religious institute that was a major support to the Italian immigrants to the United States. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little clue about Christmas gift giving for your husband. Now, he really likes getting new bow ties and bottles of rare bourbons, but what he likes even more is using them both like a chivalrous knight should, and we have just the gift for that. A Chivalry Fairings for Men gift box from the Founders Trade and Post Catholic Corner. Inside, we stuff a copy of Heroism and Genius, a rugged St. Michael's chaplet, a chivalrous knight decal to mark his manly territory, and the complete set of audio downloads from the Crusade Channel's Raising Chivalrous Young Men Conference. And ladies, don't stress about the gift wrapping either. You've got soul cakes to bake. The Catholic Corner has an army of homemakers ready to gift wrap your box for you and ship it anywhere in the U.S. To give the gift of chivalry to your husband, dad, son, or Uncle Bobo, go to mikechurch.com/men or call us at 844-527-8723. That's 844-527-8723 or mikechurch.com/men.
Our saint of the day is St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. She was born July 15th in 1850 and she died December 22nd, 1917. She's also called Mother Cabrini, and she was an Italian-American Roman Catholic nun who founded the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a Catholic religious institute that was a major support to the Italian immigrants to the United States. In November of 1880, she and six other women who had taken religious vows with her founded the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Cabrini composed the rule and constitutions of the religious institute, and she continued as its superior general until her death. The sisters took in orphans and foundlings, and they opened a day school to help pay expenses. They started classes in needlework and sold their fine embroidery to earn a little more money. The institute established seven homes and a free school and nursery in its first 5 years. She was the first naturalized citizen of the United States to be canonized as a saint by the Roman Catholic Church on July 7, 1946. A massive chain reaction pileup on an interstate in Virginia early Sunday left dozens of people with injuries ranging from minor to life-threatening, according to authorities. At least 69 vehicles crashed in the westbound lanes of I-64 right near Williamsburg about 7:51. Virginia State Police Sergeant Michelle Anya said at a news conference later Sunday that at the time of the crash, police said ice was present on the Queens Creek Bridge. There was also heavy fog in the area. Anya called the ice and fog conditions causative factors of the crashes, saying that the initial cause was still unknown and it could take several days to learn as troopers continue to investigate. The flu is widespread in 30 states right now. It's caused almost 2,000 deaths this season, including 19 kids, according to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. Nearly every state has reported elevated activity, the CDC said in its weekly update on Friday. The CDC estimated there have been at least 3.7 million flu cases this season, 32,000 requiring hospitalization. It did report 1,900 deaths so far. Most patients are infected with a strain called B/Victoria. It usually doesn't appear until the end of flu season. The virus tends to strike kids and young adults more often, but anyone can be affected, according to the CDC. Well, a Southern California church gave local families a little peace of mind for Christmas this year. They wiped out more than $5 million worth of medical debt. Christian Assembly Church in Eagle Rock, California, said it raised enough money to pay off the medical debt of 5,555 struggling families in the greater Los Angeles area. The church said the debt was paid off by RIP Medical Debt, a nonprofit group that claims it has abolished more than $1 billion in medical debt since its creation in 2014. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.